Rain. Some people just won't run in it. Others revel in it. And a few still believe it'll make them sick. Where do you stand on this wet issue? We'll talk about all of that and more in Mojo for Running podcast episode number 112. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. Today's topic is running in the rain, and I have the perfect quote to start with. Childhood is that state which ends the moment a puddle is first viewed as an obstacle instead of an opportunity. That's from Kathy Williams. I love it. It's perfect. Where I live, it rains off and on for a couple of hours almost every afternoon in July and August. This is not a terrible thing unless you refuse to run in the rain, and even then, it's not usually a huge issue because you've got 22 hours the rest of the day of pretty great weather. Hot and humid, but that's the worst weather we have all year here. We can run year-round, especially if we don't mind getting wet, and I don't. We are, as I record this, in the middle of a typically wet day. A rest day for me, so I just went out for an easy bike ride, during which time the heavens opened and I got drenched. 30 minutes later, the sun was out and the sky was a spectacular bright blue. But happily, the temperature had dropped a few degrees. I actually love to run in the rain, as long as it's not lightning. Of course, there is plenty of lightning here in Florida, since we have the notorious distinction of being the lightning capital of the world. But it's not at all unusual for us to have rain with no lightning either. So, it's very possible to go for a good long run safely, even on a rainy day. If you've been a runner for very long, you probably still remember some of your runs from years ago. For whatever reason, some runs are just classic, magnificent, and memorable. I had one of those last week. Rain was predicted all day, but I needed to run 10 to 12 miles. Looking out over the bay from my desk, I saw no sky, only heavy rain clouds. It had been drizzling ever since I got up. But since I hadn't seen any lightning or heard any thunder, I told my hubby, David, to make sure he kept his phone close to him, because as I headed down the bayshore, I'd be watching out for lightning. And at the first sign, I'd seek shelter and call him to come pick me up. No problem, he said. After wrapping my phone in a plastic bag and stowing it in my hydration pack, I was off. An hour later, I was at my turnaround point, feeling great, and very glad I had ventured out. It was a great run. Just as I headed back, the rain started, and minutes later, it was pouring, and I was loving it. It was already a great run, but now, wow. Scanning the horizon, I did worry that my glee would be interrupted by a bolt of lightning somewhere off in the distance, warning me to get inside, but it never came. I relished every refreshing minute of every mile, feeling super energized, like it was just me and Mother Nature out there. I imagined most of the people in the cars zooming past were thinking how unfortunate it was that that poor lady got caught in the rain. I wanted to tell everyone that I was the one having a blast, very happy to be right where I was at that moment, and even happier that I wasn't in one of those cars. I know some people hate running in the rain, though. I would say to them, give it a try. Once you're good and soaked, you stop minding and start feeling like a kid. Now, this is harder for some than others. From a psychological standpoint, some people really can't stand anything that's messy. And getting wet, running in the rain, is messy. Your clothes don't look good when they're all soppy and clinging to you. You'll likely get mud on your shoes and splashed up on your legs. Your shoes get soaked, and if you don't have a hat, you'll get water in your eyes. If you weren't prepared, your key fob and phone could be ruined. Here in Florida, especially in the summer, we know to always be ready. For me, the only thing I mind is the raindrops rolling into my eyes. So I always make sure I wear a hat. The wet shoes aren't too great either, but shoes dry, it's really not a big deal. And if anybody tells you the rain will ruin your shoes, well, I've got a dozen pair to show you that have all been wet and survived, albeit looking a bit cleaner. Running in the rain is pure joy. It seems to intensify the pleasure of being outside. And it makes taking a warm shower afterwards and cuddling up to a hot cup of coffee, my hubby, and my dog even better than usual. I guess there's some mental satisfaction, too, in knowing that I did not let the rain stop me from getting my miles in. It seems to me that the rain enhances my endorphins. The whole run is more intense, not in difficulty, but in the experience. It's as if my senses are heightened. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, the myth that running in the rain makes you sick. If you believe that, please rethink it. Why would rainwater make you sick? Isn't it much better than the water we bathe in? And if a bath or shower or swimming in a pool or lake or the ocean doesn't cause illness, how in the world would running in the rain make you sick? It's just not logical. And it's certainly not borne out by any research. Actually, getting out in spite of the rain is more likely to make you healthy, because if you're staying inside, sharing the air with other family members or workers, co-workers, one or more of whom could have a cold, that's much more dangerous. People have heard that myth for years, and that ridiculous idea that being passed from has been passed from generation to generation. The myth, I mean, that running in the rain makes you sick. We tend to just believe what our parents taught us, but consider these similar myths that are all completely inaccurate. Going out in the night air will make you sick. My mom and dad didn't want us out after dark because the night air would make us sick. I was about 13 when it finally dawned on me that that whole idea was completely ridiculous. How could the night air be different from the day air? The day air didn't make us sick. And how about that whole drinking water at PE thing? I guess everybody called it PE, physical fitness, phys ed. We weren't ever allowed to drink water at the water fountain, on the way to, on the way from, or during PE, because the common belief back then was that drinking water while you exercise would make you sick and cause stomach cramps. Ha! And that was in Florida yet. Not only was that ridiculous, it was downright dangerous. It could not have been more incorrect. And here's another crazy one. The whole idea that you're more likely to catch a cold if you get cold. Or said differently, that cold weather causes colds. People actually get more colds during cold weather because more people stay cooped up inside, thereby making it much easier for germs to be passed from one sick person to a healthy person. So people do get more colds in winter, and it is due to the cold weather, but it's not because people get cold. It's because people spend more time cooped up together with other sick people. Now, in the hope that you'll try running in the rain, if you don't already, here are some practical considerations. And maybe if you try it, they'll help you to enjoy it. 1, avoid running in the rain or even being outside if it's lightning. It's just not smart. I probably didn't have to say that, but I want you to understand I am not recommending that you do anything unsafe. 2, check the details for your running watch, but I believe most are water resistant. However, many are actually waterproof, but make sure you know which is the case with your watch. 3, wear a hat with a rim. Most people do not like having water running into their eyes, just like me. And it's also unsafe because it'll affect your ability to see clearly. And that's, of course, dangerous. 4, chafing tends to be more of a problem in the rain, so apply more of whatever chafing prevention cream you use. 5, if you run with your phone and one of those fancy key fobs, put both in a plastic bag. 6, don't overdress. If you run in a rain jacket, you'll get overheated very quickly, Even if it's vented, you'll likely get hot unless it's super cold outside. If you're in a race and you wear a rain jacket, that can be a problem because you'll want to shed your jacket after a few miles. But if it's one of those expensive $100 rain jackets made just for runners, you won't want to risk losing it. So then you're stuck with this jacket you don't want to wear. A better option is to run in a plastic garbage bag. Just one of those white ones like you put in a small garbage can like in the kitchen under the counter. Cut a slit in the bottom for your head and at the bottom of both sides for your arms. This way you can toss it out at some point during the race or run. However, since you might get cold after you finish, you may want to wad it up and stuff it in your running bra if you're a woman, or in your waistband if you're a man. Number 7, getting your shoes soaking wet may be a problem. The shoe companies and many running stores would say it's not good for the shoes, but I disagree, really. If a shoe is not durable enough to hold up when it gets wet, then it's not much of a shoe. I've tested out many pairs. I've never seen any problem caused by getting the shoes wet. The one caveat is don't put them in the dryer. Dry them out by just taking the shoelaces out and stuffing the shoes with something like newspaper or paper towels, and then put them in a dry place. They'll dry, they'll be fine, and they'll be clean. Now, here are 2 reasons why you absolutely should run in the rain. Just 2, but they're huge. And the second one can be life-changing. Number 1, you won't ever have to miss a run due to rain. Number 2, this is the biggest reason. Running in the rain is like playing in puddles. It will transport you back in time. This feeling will be enhanced by the knowledge that 95% of adults avoid getting caught in the rain. What a drag. Embrace your inner child, and running in the rain will take you back to your childhood. When you get home, you will be happier and psychologically younger than you were when you left. It'll be good for you in that way. Time travel, it turns out, is possible. One more thing. Please don't get the wrong idea and think I'm encouraging you to run in storms, in lightning, high winds, or during the storm or flood warnings. I'm just talking about rain, simple rain. I'm not a fan of taking any risks. If the weather experts say to stay inside, or if there's a storm warning, absolutely follow that advice. No question. That's it. If you've been avoiding the rain, I highly recommend rethinking that. At least try it once, because you might just be surprised. I still remember the day 5 years ago when I was coaching and my client, Melissa Timpson, was not too happy about training in the rain. But she is a great sport, and she discovered something amazing that day. She loved running in the rain and has been pursuing opportunities to run in the rain ever since. I'll never forget that run either. But for me, the biggest thrill was watching her discover the sheer delight of playing in the rain with me. Now, I have several quotes to share today because there are so many great quotes about the rain. I'll post all of them in the show notes, and you'll find many of them in the Mojo for Running Instagram account. Anyone who thinks sunshine is pure happiness has never danced in the rain. Everyone wants happiness. No one wants pain. But you can't have a rainbow without a little rain. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about getting out there and dancing in the rain. Some people run in the rain. Others just get wet. The person who dances with you in the rain will most likely walk with you through the storm. And now one more, the same one I started with because I love it so much. Because it expresses my viewpoint so completely. Childhood is that state which ends the moment a puddle is viewed as an obstacle instead of an opportunity.